Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world. I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors.
A new ad from President Biden. We're joined now by Michael Kelly and John Hancock to talk a little politics on this Sunday morning. It's interesting, the tack that he is taking is voters are better off than they were 4 years ago, that being March of 2020 when the pandemic hit. And Donald Trump on the campaign trail is doing the same thing, saying the old line, we're not better off than we were 4 years ago. We were better off when he was president. So I'm going to ask you guys, Michael, you can start. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago?
Oh, sure. The fact that Donald Trump isn't our president, number one, and I think that they are exploiting the chaos that was the Trump administration. And then from a Democratic perspective, I'll tell you that this president probably accomplished more things in terms of Democratic priorities than any president since Lyndon Johnson. So he's being able to speak to his base at the same time, reminding people of the chaos of the Trump administration.
John?
So I think on the macro level, you can certainly make a case that the country is better off than it was 4 years ago. A lot of the economic metrics would suggest that. The problem for Democrats is that people's buying power has been so eroded by the continuing inflation. Now, inflation's down now, but it doesn't mean it didn't skyrocket. And I think for a lot of Americans, they feel like their purchasing power is less than it was. Their economic uncertainty is greater than it was. So I don't know that it's going to be an easy case for the Democrats to make that, reelect us, we've done a great job. The job approval numbers of Joe Biden don't suggest that people believe that.
Yeah, and as I said, March 2020 was the beginning of the pandemic, and Biden in these commercials, he's saying he got us through it. I'm not sure that's exactly the case. It just happened. It went on its own course. But traditionally, there is something called the political economic cycle, and the president normally doesn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Yeah,
it just so happens that whenever they're running for president, Jimmy Carter was the victim of it in the 70s. He was running for re-election, and the economy was terrible. So right now, Michael, how would you assess the economy as it pertains to Biden?
Well, workers are getting bigger raises than they've ever had before. We're starting to see a pullback from the exorbitant salaries that go to CEOs while employees are left sitting on the sidelines. That's changed. Workers' rights have moved. They've continued to protect the Obamacare. It's a very positive message the Democrats had to sell. Yeah, John's right. Inflation was horrible. And the reality is that most of the inflation drivers happened prior to Joe Biden being president. He's done a good job harnessing that. And that's the story that he's got to tell over the next 6 months.
Now, John, you kind of addressed that about the economy. I want to ask, Mike Pence has finally jumped off fully the Trump train. He's closed the door on the Trump years. And, you know, he was able to quit him, I guess, is what I'm saying. Does that have any impact on the Trump campaign at all?
It will have some. I think it'll be minimal. The people that like Donald Trump a lot. And the people that worked for Donald Trump in the administration in significant numbers have concluded that he would be a mistake to return to the White House, which is really amazing when you stop and think about it. I can't think of another case in American history where a president has left office and this many members of the inner circle of his administration say he would not be a good president. So it will have some effect, the Pence unendorsement, but I don't think it'll be profound.
Well, you say so many members, but Trump is still the candidate by a landslide. So I don't really understand the math there.
Well, the Republican electorate likes him.
Okay, that's simple. Michael, Trump's issues with these bonds, $500 million in New York, and there are other cases, of course. And some of these cases appear, like Fannie Willis says she's going to try to get that Georgia case before the election. So how do you see that playing out for Trump in terms of the legal issues?
Well, I think tomorrow morning we may see an epic meltdown of the former president on social media, as he's going to be unable to, or it appears as though he's going to be unable to make that bond. And Letitia James, because of a jury finding him guilty, is going to be able to go and start to acquire his assets. From a pure American standpoint, this is really unfortunate that we're watching a former president go through this. At the same time, it is gratifying having watched Donald Trump's behavior and continuing to demean and diminish the rulings of the courts finally be able to take hold. There is something gratifying about watching him having to pay his fines.
Any final thoughts there, John?
I think some of the rejoicing taking place, particularly by Letitia James, politically could backfire. I am concerned about that.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks, guys.
See you now.
All right, this is Total Information AM Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.